The role of women in the military has changed drastically. A regional women's veterans organization celebrates the contributions of ladies in uniform from World War II through today's veterans returning from war. I spoke with the coordinator of the Tri-State Women Veterans. In the interest of full disclosure, I'm a veteran of the United States Navy. As a woman veteran, I enjoy the opportunity to spend time with other women that have served in the military. Patty Parks retired from the Navy, but never strayed far from her military roots. She is currently the coordinator of an unofficial women veterans organization.
Several years ago, the VA women's coordinator or women's representative up in Nashville took the initiative to go out and contact all of the women veterans she had contact information on and started pulling them together to help them get to know each other. She would have luncheons here in Chattanooga, Nashville, Knoxville, Clarksville. This was all on her own initiative, and she called that the Women Veterans Network. It was never an official organization of any stretch, and it was operated out of the VA office at her leisure. Well, that young lady, as you might expect, got promoted and transferred away. And when she transferred away, the new person came in and did not pick it up, simply because it had been a volunteer, personal thing on the other girl's part. I still had a few of the names and numbers, and I really enjoyed getting together with these gals and being able to talk about being in the military and just getting to know each other. I was volunteering at the VA clinic, so occasionally I would have new information that I could share with my veteran friends. I sent out emails and said, okay, we may only have 5 or 10 people show up, but would you like to get together? And it grew until we had about 25 folks, and so we started calling ourselves the Tri-State Women Veterans. Nothing fancy. Anybody who lives in, travels through, or is visiting Tennessee, Georgia, or Alabama is automatically a member. There are no dues. We're not incorporated. We're not an official organization in any sense. We're just women veterans who like to get together, share stories, see stories in my case because I'm Navy, and maybe share new information that we get from the VA, volunteer opportunities in the community. Most of the ladies are very serious about their volunteer work, whether it be through churches or through other organizations. That's basically what we are. I coordinate in that I talk to a restaurant that allows us to use their meeting room. We've made a few bumper stickers and patches that have our emblem on it that we created so that we can let other women veterans know we're here.
The benefit of talking to other people who have had shared experiences, it doesn't matter what branch of the military these women have been in, there's going to be some shared experience with volunteering to be in the military, some of the hardships that you face in what is predominantly a man's world, especially some of the older veterans that were possibly breaking into areas that was always a man's world. And suddenly, as the services were including women, a lot of the veterans can remember the struggles they may have had coming into that world. But talking about it and sharing it, it's almost cathartic at times. Because you relive the experiences, good and bad.
It is indeed. It's interesting to be able to see how the women in the military has evolved. Yes, a couple of our members are, in fact, in their 90s and were World War II veterans. This was a time when women had not been in the military in any fashion other than nurses, and I think in World War I there were a few secretaries. Fact is, in the 40s, women didn't work for the most part, even as secretaries or nurses. Women just didn't work outside the home. The vast majority of the women who joined the service were there to free a man to fight. That was one of the slogans that was used. They took on duties. Most of them were highly educated, often had degrees, and they were brought in as instructors. For the most part, women during World War II didn't leave the States. Some of them did serve in Hawaii, but most of them served here in the States as code crackers, working in a cement block building where they couldn't see out or nobody could see in. They were instructors, parachute riggers. I had a very dear friend for many years who was a parachute rigger, never once had the opportunity to jump out of the plane, but she knew that the men who were jumping out of those planes, that their lives depended on her and the way she did her job. Those women were, in fact, the trailblazers. Those were our foremothers that made my career in the Navy possible.
The women serving in World War II planned to return to their civilian lives once the war ended.
Most of those ladies joined for the duration of the war plus 6 months. But after the war, service heads said, wait a minute, these women are doing a great job. We want to keep some of them. And so that not all were forced out. That was a turning point when women were allowed to be in the military, even though we were not actively engaged in a war. Then it wasn't until about 72, I believe it was, that the women's movement, or the women's lib movement, as it was called back then, pushed forward. And most of the jobs in the military were opened up to women if they did not involve frontline or on ships and that type thing. So a lot more women started going in. Now, that was the time that I went in the military. So it was easier for me to get in. I did find that in later years, reading, researching, I found that when I joined in December of 1974, had I tried to join in June of 1974, I would not have been allowed to join because I was a single parent. I had been divorced and had a child. That law did not change until July of 74. So I was riding that wave, basically. When we look out today at today's young women, people do not even blink an eye when they see a young woman in uniform. So what we find when you have an organization like Tri-State Women Veterans, we cater to the needs of each of these groups. The ladies that were in World War II liked to be able to talk about what they did, and they had no one back in the 40s and 50s that they could talk to. The young ladies who came in when I did, we were trailblazers too, I suppose, but a lot of them still have bitter feelings because they still had the glass ceilings to deal with, even though they felt that they were just capable as any man. And then we have the young women today who are serving on the front lines, basically, even though combat exclusion has just been lifted. The women have been there all along. They were not necessarily assigned to combat units. They were there as medics or truck drivers. So they were not assigned as a gunner or a frontline person, but they were there on the front lines because the wars we fight today are so different from the war we fought in World War II. Those young ladies are the ones that are more interested in the benefits that they're going to get from the VA, hearing other people talk about what they've done and sharing their stories. That helps them a great deal, knowing that somebody does care, that someone does recognize that what they've done was a little bit out of the ordinary, even today. With our veteran population decreasing, in today's military, I believe it's only about 3 million people, as opposed to the 30 million that were during World War II. Interestingly enough, though, women veterans are on the rise because now instead of 1 or 2% that we made up in World War II, women veterans now make up 14 to 16%. So while our overall veteran numbers are decreasing because we have a smaller military, women veterans numbers are actually increasing.
The Tri-State Women Veterans is an unofficial organization and not connected with the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. Association with the group is based on prior military service.
We're looking for any woman who has come in the military or in the reserve and were there ready to fight. You do not have to be by definition a veteran that receives veteran benefits. We use the term generically. So if you are a servicewoman, if you have served in the military, then you're welcome to join us.
The Tri-State Women Veterans meet for brunch at a local restaurant on the third Saturday in even-numbered months. The next meeting will be August 17th. You can contact Patty Parks for more information at 423-326-0839. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.